Today's shiur will cover Bes Hashem, the Gemara from Beis Min Aleph to Beis Min Beis. Start with the Mishnah on Beis Min Aleph. The Mishnah reads, Arba'a Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are four forms of Rosh Hashanah. There are four firsts of the year. Be'echa b'Nisan. The first day of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah l'mlachim v'l'regalim. Is Rosh Hashanah for the years in which the kings of the time would count the years of the king. And for the cycle of the regalim, the Gemara will explain why we care about the years of the king and why we care about the cycle of the regalim. Be'echad be'elul, the first of Elul, Rosh Hashanah l'maaser behema. It's Rosh Hashanah for Maaser behema. Maaser behema is that the tenth behema that a person has a flock of animals. The tenth animal has to be separated and has to be brought. Taken away, it's kodesh, it's holy, and can't be consumed in a normal way. And the halacha requires us to separate ma'aser behema once a year. So the year starts on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon omrim be'echa b'tishrei. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon argue. They say that Rosh Hashanah for ma'aser behema is on the first of Tishrei. Be'echa b'tishrei, the third Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, is the first day of the year, the Rosh Hashanah for years, what does it mean l'shanim? So the Gemara will explain what l'shanim means, different than l'melachim. L'shmitin, for Shemitah, for the Shemitah, the 7-year Shemitah cycle, v'l'yovlos, the 50-year Yovel cycle, v'l'netia, for the years of Orla, v'l'yirakos, for the halachos of Meister, we'll see in Rashi. That's the third Rosh Hashanah. Be'echa b'Shvat, the first of Shvat, Rosh Hashanah li'ilan. It's Rosh Hashanah for Ilan, for Meister Ilan, for taking Meister from Peros ha'ilan, from fruit of the tree. Kedivrei Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel omrim b'chamisha asar bo. Beis Hillel says it's the 15th of Shvat. So just the chazer over in the Mishnah details four types of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah for kings, and Rosh Hashanah for holiday cycles are based on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema is a Machlokas, either the first of Elul, the first of Tishrei. The Rosh Hashanah for years, for the Shemitah cycle, for the Yovel cycle, for plants in terms of Ma'aser, and for vegetables in terms of Ma'aser, is all all the first day of Tishrei. And Be'echa B'Shvat, the machlokas is whether or not for Peros ha'ilan, is it the first day of Shvat or the 15th of Shvat. So again, the important point here is that we think colloquially of Rosh Hashanah as the first day of Tishrei. We're right about that, but there are different types of Rosh Hashanah. So says Rashi, Arba Rosh Hashanim, Limlachim. So Rashi explains, Regilim hayu limnos zman shtar oseyem. It was common for them to count the years of the shtar, the years of their documents, when they had a contract, like a loan or something, or some kind of deal, they would date the deal based on Lishnos HaMelech, Mishana Sha'amad BaHaMelech. How many years has this king been a king? So they would, in order to authenticate and officiate their documents, they would use certain dating system. That dating system involved knowing how many years the king has been in power. Kedamirim Meseches Gittin Mishum Shalom Malchus. The Gemara in Meseches Gittin explains, this was done as a way to engender peace with the king. V'kavu Chachamim, Echa b'Nisan l'tchila shnaso, and the Chacham established that the first day of Nisan should be the first day of its year. Vafilu amad b'shvat o ba'adar, and even if a person made a halva in Shvat or alone in Shvat or Adar, kalsa shnaso mishigia Nisan. That year ends when Nisan comes. V'atchilu limnos zu lo shana shnia. Meaning Rashi is explaining that if a person makes a deal on the first day of Shvat or the first day of Adar, since the year starts in Nisan, so that year, the first year, year one, is a very short year. It could be a one month long year. And already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you start counting the second year. V'lo regalim mefarish b'gemar. The Gemara will explain what does it mean for regalim. L'maaser behema. What's maaser behema? So we said, it's the halach that a person has to separate every tenth sheep from their flock. She'ein ma'aser min anoldim b'shana zu al anoldim b'chaverta. The halacha is you can't take Ma'aser Behema from behemos that are born in one year from behemos that are born in a different year. That each year's Ma'aseros have to be separate. Dichsiv, Aser Ta'aseros Kol Tevas Aracha, Hayotzea Sadesh Anasha. Now the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, a person has to take Ma'aser on all of separate a tenth and all of their tivu and all the grain that grows year by year, shana shana. V'amar marbe b'choros, and the Gemara b'choros says v'parak maser behema b'shtei maser sakasav b'daber. The pasuk is referring to two different forms of maser. Echa maser behema v'echa maser dagon. One form of maser is maser behema, the maser that's taken on animals. The other form is maser dagon, the maser taken on grain. L'shanim mefarish b'gemar. The Gemara explains what does it mean for shanim. L'shmitim v'yovlos. What does it mean for shmitim v'yovlos? Mishenichnas tishrei. For when tishrei comes, asr lacharosh v'lizra min haTorah. There's an isra from the Torah during the year of Shemitah to plow or to plant. Again, during Shemitah, we know a person has to let the ground lie fallow. So during that year, Shna Shemitah, that is established based on Rosh Chodesh, based on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, or what we colloquially know as Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean, l'nitia? L'minyan shnei orla. The halach of orla is that a person, if they plant a new tree, for the first 3 years, the fruit can't be consumed. So the years of orla are based on the first day of Tishrei as well. Vafilu nata ba'av, and a person could have a kula. Let's say he plants the tree late in the year, an av. Kalsa shnasa rishona l'sof elul. At the end of elul, meaning Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the year is over. V'kula mefarish time of the Gemara. The Gemara later on will explain the reason for all these dinim. Lirakos lemaiser yarech, for taking maiser and vegetables. Shein torminu maiserim al nilka lifnei Rosh Hashanah al shal acher Rosh Hashanah. A person not supposed to take truma or maiser from things that were gathered from the field likita before Rosh Hashanah, on things that are lakut, things that are gathered after Rosh Hashanah. And then Le'ilon is a machlokas, either the first day of Shra'ah or the 15th of Shra'ah, Be'shamay Be'silel. Rash explains Le'ilon, Le'inyan Maiser, regarding the halacha of Maiser. She'ein Ma'asrin Peros Le'ilon Shechantu Kodem Shvat Al Shechantu La'achar Shvat. The person can't take Maiser on Peros Le'ilon that were Chantu, that blossomed. Chanata means to blossom, that blossomed before Shvat, on things that blossomed after Shvat. You can't be machrish, you can't separate meiser that could cover all of them. Shabi ilan holich achar chanata. When it comes to an ilan, we go based on blossoming, chanata. Ubi gemara farish maishna Shvat. The Gemara will explain why Shvat's different. So now the Gemara will elaborate, as the Gemara does, on each of the dinim of the Mishnah. So let's explain. L'malachim, it's the first day of again, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we say, is the first Rosh Hashanah, it's for Malachim. And Rashi explained that in terms of dating your documents. L'may hilchasa, so why should we care? What's the nafkamina? To what halacha does it teach us? Amar Rav Chisda, l'shtaros, regarding legal binding documents that people make with each other. Ditznan. The Mishnah says in Bava Metzia, shtarei chov hamukdamin, Psulin, the Hamucharin Ksherim. To explain this, we need a little bit of background. Shtarichov means a bill of loan, a loan between a malva and a lova, a debtor and a creditor. So the halacha is that you're supposed to write a date on the shtar to know when exactly the halva took place. Ideally, a person would draw up a loan document on, let's say, the 1st of January, or in this case, let's take a Hebrew date, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And they'll execute the loan the same day. And why does it matter? Because the halacha is a concept called nechasim mishubadim, which means that if a person lends money, Reuven lends money to Shimon, Shimon borrows money from Reuven, so Shimon's properties, Shimon's lands are put on lien towards that loan. That meaning if Shimon can't cough up the money, Reuven's allowed to collect the value of the loan from Shimon's karka, from Shimon's land. That's the halacha of nechasim mishubadim. So the halacha is that nechasim mishubadim only apply from when the loan actually takes place, not just when the loan is dated. So let's say the loan is dated. Let's say the loan is dated earlier than the loan actually took place. The loan is dated from on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, but the loan only actually happened on Rosh Chodesh Teves. So that's a big problem because. Now, there's a month worth of time where, according to the shtar, a halva has been on the books, but befall, in actuality, the halva has not yet happened, and therefore, Reuven might collect nechasim from Shimon, mishubadim, that Shimon acquired between the date that the halva is said to have taken place and the date in which the halva actually took place, and Reuven has no right to collect from those nechasim mishubadim. Again, like we said, nechasim mishubadim means if Shimon has properties, those properties are indebted to the loan. Even if Shimon sold those properties to someone else, Reuven can collect from them. So that's why the Mishnah says Shtari Chov HaMukdam in Psulin. If the date is earlier than the loan actually took place, so that Shtar is Pasul. V'HaMu'ucharin Ksherim. But if they're post-dated, meaning let's say the opposite case, the loan really took place on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and the Shtar says it only took place on Rosh Chodesh Teves, so then it's Ksherim, because there's nothing could go wrong here, because according to the Shtar, Reuven can only collect Nechasim Mishubadim from when the loan says he can collect, and that's a month late. So nothing bad could happen. By Shtar Chov Mukdamin, what could happen is a big problem. Reuven might collect from Nechasim Mishubadim that are not actually tied to the Halva, they're not actually tied to the loan, because again, like we keep on saying, Nechasim Mishubadim, the principle only takes effect from when the loan actually, befoal, in reality, takes place. But if the Shtar Chov is Me'uchar, if it's post-dated, meaning the date on the Shtar is actually later than the loan actually took place, so then there's nothing problematic. It's kosher, because the only person who loses is the Malveh, is the creditor, because he just loses time on when he can collect. Ah, so based on that, we can explain why does it matter when the year of the Melech is. Because given the year of the Melech, we can determine whether Shtar Chov is Mukdam or whether Shtar Chov is Meuchar, if it's dated or if it's dated earlier. If it says, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the determining factor and a person lends money in, let's say, Tammuz. Well, we don't know. Does it mean Tammuz of the previous year and the loan is actually early? Or is it Tammuz of the next year? So depending on when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, we can determine if the Shtar Chov is Mukdam or Meuchar. So there's a nice long Rashi that explains this very clearly. Let's do the Rashis. Rashi says, "L'may hilchasa klomar lama hukva yom miyuchal leminyan hamelachim." Why did Chazal establish a special day for determining when? For determining when the kings count their years. What would the other alternative have been? Rashi says, maybe I'd say that each king starts his years from the day that he starts acting as a king. So he starts on January 1st, that the president gets inaugurated on January 20th, l'mashal. So then that should be when his malchus starts. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is Chazal set up a different date for us to properly determine when the melech was a melech with respect to our dinim. L'shtaros. L'havchin eze shtar chov mukdam l'milve ve'eze m'uchar. To determine which star is mukdam and which star is m'uchar. D'tznan, the Mesach HaShvi'is, it's a Mishnah Shvi'is also in Bava Metzia in several places. Shtar chov ha-mukdam in psulin. Rashi explains, l'fi sh'rotza litrof l'kuchos. Because you want to collect from the buyers of property. Again, nechasim mishubadim means it's property owned by the loves sold to other people. Shelachu sada min alovim mizman shebishtar, because they bought property from when the shtar says v'shelo kedinu, and you want to collect from them inappropriately. Shar kadma mechira lehalva, because the sale actually took place before the loan even happened, because it's shtar chov mukdam, meaning the shtar gives an early date, a date that's too early. Ubishtar made, and the shtar testifies, shehalva kadma, the loan took place before the mechira, which would justify you collecting, but it's incorrect. Lefikach kansuhu min likbos bo. Therefore, we knas, the chacham min knas, you cannot collect with such a shtar. Velo yitrof afilu mizman hamalve, and you can't even collect even from the time where it says. So even from the time when the loan actually took place, this shtar is pasul, this shtar does not work for any form of collection. Ve'eno ela kemilva alpeh, and if the shtar is pasul, it's like a loan on the mouth. Milva alpeh means it's like a verbal contract. She'eno gov min ha-mishubadim, because you can't collect from properties that have a lien on them unless the milva is in a shtar. If the milva is alpeh, then you can't be torah from mishubadim. So Rashi is explaining that by shtar echov mukdamim, if the date is predated and it's incorrect, so Chazal made a knas, you can't collect from Mishubadim at all. You can only collect as if it's a milval peh. V'imlo kavo yom l'tchilas shnos ha-melech. And if they were not to make a set system, elakom melech u'melech l'fi yom sha'amad, rather that each king, based on the day that he starts his melucha, they would determine when what that would be the years of his kingship. Ein lahavchin im hashtar mukdam u'muuchar. There's no way to tell if the shtar is early or late. Kigon. Rashi gives an example. Im kasev bo bekislev. Let's say the first of Kislev. Bishana shlishis lava ploni miploni mana. In the first day of Kislev, in the third year of the king. So Ruvain bar from Shimon $100. Va'edim amru kisha chasamnu bo lo ra'inu shehilveyu. Right, and the Edom say, we didn't see a halva took place, we didn't see the loan actually take place, we just signed the document anyway. Ela halova amar lanu chasmu alai, shani chayev leploni mane. Just the lova instructed us to sign on the shtar that I'm chayev to pay. Ka'osa shishaninu, based on the Gemara in Bava Basra, kufsa mechzayin, kosvin shtar lelova, afal pi she'in malve imo. There's a halacha that a lova, a debtor can be mechayev himself, can obligate himself to pay, even if the malva is not there, because it's what's called in halacha a hischayvus midas, a knowledge-based obligation. The person saying, I'm chayev no matter what, even if the malva is not there. Ve'in anu yodim im hilveyu kodim lachenu achar kenin. We don't know if the debt, the loan took place before or after. Avar ra'inu shehilveyu mana betamuz. Bishan shlishis lemalach ploni, but we know that halva took place in Tammuz. So is that the Tammuz of the previous year, or the and therefore it's a shtar meuchar? Because again, in given the way the years work out, Rosh Chodesh, if the first day of the year is Nisan, so Tammuz is after that, and Kislev is after that. So is it a shtar chov meuchar? In which case, Kislev, the date written actually is after Tammuz and it's kosher, or is the shtar chov mukdam because it's really Tammuz of the next year and Kislev of the previous year? V'im ein hadayanim yodim be'ezah chodesh amal hamelech ein lavchim Tammuz kodem Kislev im Kislev kodem Tammuz. There's no way to know, is Tammuz before Kislev, like in the second example that we gave, or is Kislev before Tammuz? Is Tammuz before Kislev, like in the first example, in which case it's okay because the loan took place earlier than the shtar says, or is it the opposite, that the loan says it took place before the loan was given? Im shnoso matchelas bein Tammuz leKislev. Let's say his year starts in the middle. Nimtza Kislev kodem leTammuz b'chol shnosav v'shtar muktam hu. Kislev every year is before Tammuz, and then the shtar is muktam because the loan actually took place after the shtar, because and therefore the shtar is early. V'im amad bein Kislev leTammuz shala acharav. But if he became a king between Kislev and the following Tammuz, nimtza Tammuz kodem leKislev. That will make Tammuz earlier than Kislev b'chol shnosav v'shtar meuchar hu v'achshav shekavo nisan rosh chodesh l'olam Tammuz kodem Kislev. But now that rosh chodesh nisan is the year, so it's in the third year, so Tammuz is early, so that makes it better. So again, just to make things clear, the example is a bit confusing, but just to summarize, we don't know when the loan took place if we don't know how to count the years of a king. And if we don't know when the loan took place, given how to count the years of a king, it could be the loan was fine, and it's a shtar chov meuchar, which is okay, that the shtar says it took place after the loan actually took place. But if we don't know, then we don't know. I'm actually giving an example of Tammuz and Kislev, because there are 2 months, depending on when your year starts. Like 1 year, in one scenario, Kislev could be earlier in the year than Tammuz, or Kislev could be later in the year than Tammuz, depending on when the year starts. Given the fact that the year for this halacha starts Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so Kislev is always after Tammuz. So therefore, if the shtar says it happened in Kislev, and the Edom say that the loan actually Lamaisa took place in Tammuz, that's okay. Oh, let's go forward in the Gemara. From Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, Melech She'amad Be'esrim V'tisha Ba'adar. Let's say the king is appointed literally on the last day of the year, the 29th of Adar. Kevin Shigia Echa B'Nisan, also Loishana. Once Nisan comes, a full year passes. So that's a 1 day long year. It's an amazing thing. V'imlo Amen Ela Be'echa B'Nisan, and if he only was appointed on the first day of Nisan, Ein Mon Loishana Ad Shigia Nisan Acher. The year doesn't pass until he gets to round number two of Nisan. Amar Mar, the Gemara is Medayik. Melech she'amad be'esrim v'tisha ba'adar came and shigia echa b'nisan also lo shana. It's only because he reached echa b'nisan that the year is counted. So the Gemara asks, Hakamash malan. That teaches us the following chiddush. Now, the Gemara is basically bothered by a question. This is obvious. if the year starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the year starts January 1st, and a person is born on December 31st. So we don't count birthdays, and imagine we counted everyone's birthday from January 1st. So the person's a year old after one day. Now, we count birthdays from the day on which a person's born, but that's not how the Gemara is quoting here. So the Gemara is asking, basically, isn't this obvious? How could it be any different? So the Gemara explains, HaKamashmaran, turn the page, this teaches us, the Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'Melachim, the Nisan is, in fact, the first day of the year for Melachim, V'yom Echa B'Shana Chashav Shana, and one day of the year is considered a full year. So the Chiddush is that you can have a year, a day long year. V'imlo Amad Ela Be'Echa B'Nisan, Ein Mon Lo Shana Ad She'Agia Nisan Acher. But if a person only gets appointed by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we can't count a year until we reach the next Nisan. So Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Because we just explained that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, and Nisan is the determining factor, the first day of Nisan. Lo Tzricha, De'inu Alei Me'adar, really, they appointed him on the first day of, they appointed him in Adar, but he didn't actually start ruling until Nisan started. Ma desema nimnule tartin shnin. So you might think he should grab another year. Kamash malan, no. So the chiddush here is that imnu alei me adar means they decided that they want to appoint him, but he didn't actually start working yet. So the halacha is that we determine the years of the king based on when the king actually starts working. Let's go through Rashi. Rashi, last Rashi on Beis Amud Aleph. Also Lo Shana, the year counts as a full year. Klomar, meaning, Kol Lo Shana, so the year is over. When they ata, and from now on, Monin Lo Shana Shniel, we count a second year. So, my Kamash Malon Lo Garcin, and Rashi points out, the Girsa should not be, what is the Chiddush? Ella, Ha Kamash Malon, Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim. So Rashi says that the Gemara didn't never ask explicitly, what is the Chiddush, but that's basically the point that the Gemara is trying to bring out, that what is the Chiddush? The Imnu Alei, it was appointed in that year. Nimnu Vigamru Hasarim Limnoso, meaning the officials, the ministers, the royal people, the royal cabinet decided to appoint him, but he didn't actually start doing it. Oh, so let's go back into the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Meis Ba'adar. Let's say a king dies in Adar. V'amar Acher Tachta Ba'adar, and they count. They appoint another one in the Adar of that year, let's say Adar of 2012. Monin, Shana Lazeh, Vilazeh. Within that Adar, when you want to count a year, you can say it's the year of Melech, the first Melech and the second Melech. Even though one of them is already dead. Since he was already a Melech for that year. So you can use either Melech that you want. But, Meis B'Nisan, if he dies in Nisan, V'amar Acher Tachtav B'Nisan, which already the year has passed, Monin Shana Lazeh V'Lazeh. You can count again for either one that you want. Either as the going on the years of the previous king, or the first year of the coming king. Meis ba'adar v'amar achar tachtav b'nisan, but if someone dies and he's not appointed, one melech dies in Adar and he's not appointed until Nisan, and the second was not appointed until Nisan afterwards. Monin harishona, monin rishona l'rishon, ushniya l'sheni. The first year has to be considered the previous melech. And the second year is considered for the coming Melech. So let's chazer over. The Mishnah teaches, this Bryce teaches us three dinim. And three dinim to speak out, to explain it one more time. So again, we know that Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim is based on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what happens if one Melech dies in Adar, and Melech A, let's call him Jack, and Melech B, Dave, is appointed in Adar of that year? So you can, if a person wants to write a shtar, they can use the year count of the king that died, or the year count of the king that was alive. Either one you want. Either the fifth year of king Jack or the first year of King Dave. Either way, And then let's say it happens in Nisan, that the first king, that Dave dies in Nisan, and Jack also, and then Jack gets appointed. So you can use either one, again, either of including the years of the previous king or the first year of the new king. But if it's a split, one dies in Adar and the next one dies in Nisan. So for the first king, we use the previous year, and for the next king, we use this coming year. So now the Gemara is going to elaborate further. Amar mar, meis ba'adar v'amad achar tachta ba'adar, monin shana lezeh v'lezeh. You can use either one that you want. Pshita. Isn't that obvious? Of course it's obvious, because Lemaisa, the first king, was the king from before. And the next king became a king before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So why can't you use those years for each one? So Mao Desema Shata Libetre Lomaninan Kamash Malan. You might think you can't use one year for two different kings at the same time. And once we used the previous, because the year is 12 months long, so Lemaisa, the first 11 months of that year will go to the first king. But that 12th month where it's kind of gray, we're not sure which king it should go to. So you might think that no, that can only, once the first 11 months of that year have gone to the first king, so to the 12th month, Kamash Malah, that's not true. You can use all the years for the same king. Even for 1 month, one year can cut both ways, sorry. Meis ben Nisan, v'aman achar tachtav ben Nisan. So then the Gemara continues to elaborate on the Braisa. Monin hashana lezeh v'lezeh. You can use the year for each one. Pshita. That's obvious, because again, the first one died, but he lived for part of the year. And the second one died. The second one, it's his year. So of course you can use it. Nomad the same ki amrinan. Mao the same ki amrinan. Yom Echa Bishana Chashav Shana Bisov Shana Aval Betchilas Shana Lo Amrinan Kamash Malan. So you might think, when do we say that one day of a year is considered a full year? That's only at the end of the year. But the beginning of the year, it doesn't count for him. Kamash Malan, it does. Meaning what? So for the guy that's alive, it's Pasha, because that's his year of Malucha. That's the year in which he's ruling as a king. But the guy who died, so he only lived for one day of that year. So maybe you would say that one day of a year is considered a full year at the end of the year. So if he lives through the last day of Adar, so Yom Echa Lashana Chashiv Shana. We learned that from the Gemara already. But maybe in the beginning of the year, in terms of using that year that he only lived for one day, for the dead guy, maybe that wouldn't work. Kamash Malan, Yom Echa Bishana is considered a Shana even at the beginning of the year. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the third halacha. Meis ba'adar va'amad achar tachtav b'nisan. If the first guy dies in Adar and the second guy dies in Nisan, monin rishon l'rishon ushni l'sheni. The first years go based on the first guy, and the second year goes based on the second guy. Pshita. Again, it's obvious because the first guy only was molech in the previous year, and the second guy was only molech in the second year. Lo tzricha de imnu alei me adar. Really, he was imnu alei. Remember, we learned that earlier in the Gemara. He was, they agreed to appoint him already from Adar. Umelech ben melechu, and he is a king, the son of a king. So why does that make a difference? So apparently, if it's melech ben melech, we view the malchus, we view the kingship as some form of yerusha, some form of inheritance. And you would think he doesn't even need a new appointment. So it's not like the previous case the previous case in the Gemara was clear that we don't care if you haven't started working yet. But here you might care to say that the appointment itself is considered chashav enough to be considered an appointment because of the fact that Melech ben Melech doesn't require a new appointment. So Ma'od Seima Nimnu Alei Tartin Shnin. You might count for the new guy 2 years, Kamashmo, and we still don't count for him 2 years. Let's see the Rashis and catch up. Rashi says, De'im nu'ale, he was appointed, which is the Gemara's first Chiddush. We did that before. l'zeh l'zeh, that that if the guy, the second guy, is nimnes in Adar, we can use Adar for either of them. L'zeh l'zeh, says Rashi, habal lichtov shtar ba'adar la'achar sha'amar hasheni. If a person wants to write a shtar after the second melech has taken over, imrata lichtov b'shtar b'shnas ploni l'melech shemes kosev. If he wants to use for the king that died, he can use that. Vimrata lichtov vimrata kosev b'shana rishona l'melech ploni sha'amar. Or he can use that's the first year of the new king. Meis b'nisan v'aman achar tachtav b'nisan. If one guy dies in Nisan and the second guy is appointed in Nisan, v'adin im amad bi'achan mikol achadashim sha'ad Nisan haba. This Rashi says this also applies if the king number two was appointed in any of the months of the second year beyond Nisan. V'rotz limnos b'chol ashtar shichtvu misha'aman hasheni l'min shnos harishon mona. And if you want to use v'rotz limnos b'chol ashtar shichtvu misha'aman hasheni l'min shnos harishon mona, you can even use the years of the previous melech because the guy lived through the year. V'rotz akosev b'sheni rishon l'melech sha'amad, you can use either one. But if it's the first guy dies in Adar, and the second guy dies in Nisan, so that doesn't work. Vishniya l'sheni habal lichtov misha'amad zeh. Once the second guy has been appointed, lo yimane shana shniya l'melech shemes. You can't count the second year of the previous king who had died. Shein shana zu shalal, this is not his year. V'lo yimane sarishona l'sheni likros shana sh'amad bashniya. And you can't include the years of the first year. The years of the first melech to say this is the second year that he's alive. V'lo yimanes harishona l'sheni, and you can't use the years of the previous melech for the new melech likro shana shama bashnia for the years the melech has now been appointed. El shnia zu rishona l'sheni, this is the first year of the new melech. Shasa lebetre lo maninan. The halacha is that you might have thought, again the Gemara asked, isn't it obvious that if they both live out Adar, or they both live out Nisan, that they can't use it, that they could use it? Of course they can use it. No. Shat lebetre lo manin. You might have thought that it doesn't work. You can't use 1 month, 1 year for two different melachim. Mishenichnas ba hamelach shemeis afilu yom echad. Once the melach who died enters into that year, even for 1 day, lo yichtivu kol shanazu b'shtar lemin hamelach ha'omid. That whole year is now reserved for melach number one. El lemelach hameis. Kamashalom, it's not true. What happens in the second case where the guy lived through Adar? So you might have thought, Bisov Shana kon melech ha'omid ba'adar, kol salo shana kashiyata Adar. You might have thought that his year ends at the end of Adar. V'chashiv lo yom shebisov shana kishana shlema lil shana haba nikra shana shniya. And that the last day of that month is considered a full year. You might have thought that it only applies at the end of the year, like we said before in the Gemara. Avla yom echad b'tchila shana, but the first day of a new year, lo yachshov lo yom echad shana, shouldn't count as a full year. V'lo yichtivu shtar b'shana zu l'shmo mishemes. And you can't use it for the one that since he's died. Kamashmo, and that's not the case. Now the Gemara says, why do I care? What's the chiddush in the third case in the Mishnah, in the Brisa? Sorry, that if one guy dies in the previous year and the next guy dies in the next year, what's the chiddush in that? So the chiddush in that is Umelech ben Melechu. He's a king, the son of a king. De'imishum de'imnu alei. If it's the fact he was already appointed, Rashi speaks out. Lo itzrich lashmeinon. That doesn't need to be taught. Tishamin le meiresha. We already learned that from the ratio of the Brisa. Ella avahasha the ikatarte. There's two factors. Ema nimnu le mikamaisa. There's two factors, meaning the minyan, the appointment, and the fact that it's Yerusha. You might say you can count it from the previous year. Kamash malon. It doesn't work. Vitamo shel davar. And what's the reason? Lefisha malchus Yerusha hi. Rashi explains because malchus is Yerusha. The pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, so that the days of his melucha should be extended, he and his sons, hu banav, implies that we're talking about him and his children. So by the way, just to clarify, this whole sugya that we're saying Rosh Hashanah l'malachim is from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that applies to Jewish kings. So it's B'malcha Yisrael, and the Gemara will speak that out later on, just to clarify that before we go forward. And that's what the Gemara comes to elaborate right now. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, minayin l'malachim she'ein monin lehem ela min Nisan. Rabbi Yochanan wants to know, What's the source of this whole halacha that we only count that the years of a king for Malchei Yisrael from the first day of Nisan? Shene Amar. The pasuk says in Sefer Malachim, Vayhi b'shmonim shana v'arba me'o shana letzeis b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim b'shana harvi'is b'chodesh ziv hu chodesh hasheni l'mloch Shlomo al Yisrael. The pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, it was b'shmonim shana v'arba me'o shana, 480 years after b'nei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, in the fourth year of Shlomo's melucha, b'chodesh ziv, which is the second month, l'mloch Shlomo al Yisrael. Makish Malchus Shlomo, and we assume Chodesh Ziv is referring to Chodesh Iyar, because that's the second month, assuming again that we count from what? We count from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Makish Malchus Shlomo Litzias Mitzrayim. We have a Hekish, we compare the Melucha of Shlomo to Yitzias Mitzrayim. My Yitzias Mitzrayim, mi Nisan, just as Yitzias Mitzrayim, we count the years from Nisan, because it happened then. Af Malchus Shlomo mi Nisan. So too, we count the years of Shlomo's Melucha from Nisan. So therefore we see from here on Makar that the years of Malchei Yisrael are counted from Nisan. The Gemara asks, V'yetzias Mitzrayim gufa minolan de minisa maninan, delmi tishrei bayinan maninan. How do we know itself that Yetzias Mitzrayim is counted from Nisan? Maybe it's counted from Tishrei, so the whole assumption of the Gemara assumed the Yetzias Mitzrayim itself is counted from Nisan. How do we know? So Gemara says, "Lo sakataitach." You can't say that Yetzias Mitzrayim is counted from Tishrei Dichsev. The pasuk says in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshas Chukas, "Vayal Aharon Kohen al Hor Har al Pi Hashem." Aharon Kohen ascended Hor Har al Pi Hashem. "Vayamosham b'shnas harba'im b'teis bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim b'chodesh hamishi b'echad l'chodesh." That Aharon Kohen ascended Hor Har on God's command, and he died there in the 40th year of when Bnei Yisrael left Eretz Mitzrayim, b'chodesh ha-chamishi b'echad l'chodesh, and the fifth month. And what's the fifth month? The fifth month, it must be that fifth month is Chodesh Av. How could Av be the fifth month? It's only if you count from Nisan, because Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, that's five. Uksiv vayhi b'arba'im shana b'ashtei asra chodesh b'echad l'chodesh diber Moshe. In Parshas Dvarim, in the beginning of the Parsha, it says it was in the 11th month of the 40th year, which is again following the 5th month. Umidakai ba'av v'kari le'shnas arba'im. And in order for it to be that Av is considered the 40th, if you're holding an Av and it's still considered the 40th year, the Koi Bishvak, because Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, died in Chodesh Adar, that was the 12th month of the 40th year, and the 11th month of the 40th year was Shvat, and you're holding in Shvat, and that's still called the 40th year, Michlal, the Rosh Hashanah Lav Tishrei, because Tishrei is in the middle, so it couldn't be the 40th year. So the Gemara wants to know how this is provable. Bishlam Ahaich. I understand the pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar regarding the death of Aaron, Mifarish Dili Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says the 40th year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the pasuk says Vayhi Bishnas Harba'im Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. So it must be the 40th year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's in Av. Elahai Mimai Dili Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the pasuk of In the beginning of Parshas Devarim, how do we know it's going from the 40th year of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Dilmala Akamas HaMishkan. Maybe it's the 40th year of Akamas HaMishkan. If it's the 40th year of Akamas HaMishkan, it could be Chodesh Shvat, but not the same year. But we're not counting on the register of 40 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Mishkan was made already a year after the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So maybe the pasuk in Chodesh Shvat is really the 40th year of the Mishkan that was built a year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. And according to that, it was already 41 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim, because you really count from the year of Tishrei. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive, because maybe we passed another year, because the whole Raya of the Gemara assumed that Shvat happens later on in the same year as Av. In order for that to be the case, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei can't be the Rosh Hashanah, but if you assume that Shvat is the next year, and we're counting 40 years not from the same pace, so maybe Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the Rosh Chodesh, is the Rosh Hashanah, sorry. No, Kedam Rav Papa. Rav Papa explains, no. Shnas Esrim, L'Gzera Shava. Hachanami, Shnas Arbaim, L'Gzera Shava. Because Rav Papa in the Gemara and Daf Gim, which we'll see later on, when the pasuk says 20 years, we don't know what it's talking about, and we learn out from Shnas Esrim. So one case, the 20-year mark is defined, tells you where it is, and the other case, the 20-year mark is not defined. So we have a principle, Lamed Sasim Yam Mifurash, we learn out things that are not explained from things that are explained. So just as in that Gemara, when one case is explicit, it seems to be try, another case not explicit, we extrapolate from one to the other. Hachanami, Shnas Arbaim, L'Gzera Shava. So to hear one case of 40 years is explicit, the other case is not explicit, we can extrapolate one to the other. Ma kam Yetzias Mitzrayim, af kan Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just as one is from Yetzias Mitzrayim, so too we assume the other one is from Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. Let's do the Rashis and then we'll stop at this point in the Gemara. Rashi Dibra Masil B'chodesh Ziv, halfway through the page, Hu Iyar. The word Ziv is the same meaning as Iyar. Kine Mefarish Kra, Hu Achodesh HaSheini, it's the second month. V'amrin L'Kaman, Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Seder Minan Chadashim. We know that also for counting the months, Nisan is the first, is Rosh Hashanah. L'melech Shlomo Yisrael, Shlomo's kingship over Yisrael, Ashana Revi is called the fourth year of his melucha. Umikra Mesurasu, the pasuk is slightly inverted, meaning Bishana Revius, L'melech Shlomo Yisrael, Bechodesh Zivu Achodesh HaSheini. In the fourth year of Shlomo's melucha, of Klai Yisrael in the second month. Hachinami Rashi brings a raya from Divrei Hayamim, K'siv Kra Acharina L'Kaman, Vayachel Livnos Bechodesh HaSheini, B'Sheini, B'Shnas Arba L'Machuso. They started building on the second day of the second month of the fourth year of his melucha. Makish Machol Shlomo Le'inyin Minin Hashanim L'Tzias Mitzrayim. Shari Mikra Zeh Mana Shana Zu Shnas Dalid Meos V'Shmonim L'Tzias Mitzrayim. 400 years from L'Tzias Mitzrayim. U'B'Shnas Arba L'Mloch Shlomo. The fourth year of Shlomo's melucha. Ma'i L'Tzias Mitzrayim Minin Hashanim Shemonim La Mitchila Minisan. Which the Gemara is going to prove as we've continued. Af Machol Shlomo Minisan. So that's the Gemara's Raya that Melachim of Klai Yisrael counted from Nisan. But maybe, how do you know that the 40 years of Yetzias Mitzrayim are counted from Nisan? Maybe it's Eima Mitishrei. Maybe it's counted from Tishrei. Afa Pishiyatu B'Nisan Mishigia Tishrei Karlo Shana Shnia. You count already the second year from when they got the Tishrei. L'Fisha Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim Haninu L'Brias Olam, because Tishrei, Rashi assumes, is the Rosh Hashanah for the years of the creation of the world. V'adim l'tzias Mitzrayim, why should Yetzias Mitzrayim be any different? So the Gemara explains, V'ayhi ba'arba'im shana ho'il Moshe be'eras ha'Torah. In the 40th year, again at the end of that year, in the 11th month, Moshe started to explain the Torah. Mechlal the Tishrei lav Rosh Hashanah hi. That was the raya that implies Tishrei is not Rosh Hashanah. The Tishrei Rosh Hashanah hi. If Tishrei in fact is Rosh Hashanah, ha'vilei b'shvat Shnas Mem Aleph, already in Shvat's the 41st year, if Tishrei breaks up the two, because from Av to Shvat is it Tishrei in the middle. So Gemara says, no, Midoma La'akamas HaMishkan, maybe we're counting 40 years from Akamas HaMishkan, Shai Bishana Shnias, which was in the Bishana HaShenias, which was in the second year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, therefore it could justifiably be 41 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though it was the 40th year of the desert experience. Kid'amar of Papa L'kamei, Shnas Esrim Shana L'Gzera Shava. Rav Papa, Kulu Shnas Sheva Pasuk, Ditzrichi Lomo Zemizeh, Kulu Gamalu Rav Papa Mirabo. And any time the Pasuk says Shnas, to determine when years happen or from when we're counting them, Rav Papa learned from his teacher, Lomo Tzasim Ram Mefurash Ayadei Din Gzera Shava, to extrapolate from something that's not clear to something that is clear. So too, in the 40-year periods, we can extrapolate from one that's explicitly tied to Yetzias Mitzrayim by Aaron's death to one that's not explicitly tied to Moshe Rabbeinu's speech and determine that it's 4 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. We'll stop here.